Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch begin Perek Shisha Asa, the 16th chapter in the Rambam Silchas Kim, the laws of impurity of vessels in the Sefer Book of Purity. Where in this parak, we continue the theme of the previous parak regarding that of a Tanur and a Kira, which are earthenware. And this parak we discussed regarding the purification of those elements. As Rambam gets halacha alaf regarding the remnants of a Tanur, a Kira, or a Kupach, which are different types of cooking vessels. As Rambam gets Tanur Gadol, a large oven, shirav, its remnants, to be considered still as a vessel, is arba tfachim, is four hand breadth. Vakotn, it's a small oven, shirav, then its remnants are ruba, if it has the majority of it still intact. Kitzer hasa, as Ram illustrates, im nishbar, if it breaks, so bagadol, if it was a large oven, so then arba, if it has a height of four tfachim, or vakotn, or if it was a small one, ruba, if you have the majority, then makabot tuma, then it receives tuma, because again, it's still fit for its original utility of baking in the oven. But pachas mekan, it's less than this, and then makabot tuma, it's not going to contract tuma anymore. And b'cheinim nitma, so to let's say it was tuma, when the satzai, then it was shattered at shashir, by pachas merba bagadol, until it's left over less than four tfachim by a large oven. Oy b'pachas merba katan, less than majority by a small one. So in tar, it's going to be pure again, because the breaking is effective, not only that it's not going to contract tuma, but even to remove the tuma that it had. But nisha by arba, if it remained with four tfachim, oy roiv, or majority by cutting by a small one, then the dayin b'tumasa, then it retains its tuma. That's regarding a tanner, an oven. The akira, which is a range which has a place to put two pots, which is meant for cooking. So shireha, its remnants, is actually enough with sholesh etzbois, three finger breaths, because an oven, which is meant for baking bread, is not fit less than four tfachim, but a kira, which is used for cooking, it's sufficient with three finger breaths. Now hakoifach, which actually has room for one pot, but it actually could be utilized for either baking or cooking, so it depends. Shasul lafi was made for baking, shirur katan, then its remnants is like that of an oven, which is for tvachim. Levishal was meant for cooking, then shirur kakir, then its leftovers is like that of a kir, because it's smaller, so it's like that of an oven. At the same time, it also has a similar dimension to that of kira, so it could go either way. Halacha base continues regarding the purification of an oven that became tamei. Tanish anitma, so an oven that became tamei, but he doesn't want to shatter it, which would purify it. So ketzim mitaranai, so how could one purify it without demolishing the whole oven? So what you could do is chulkei l'shlish chalakim, you divide it into three parts, and begoyres atveilo shalacharasim, you remove the plaster that's over the shards, achanimsa kol cheres mehen, until it comes at every earthenware part from this original oven, is oimer al arts, is standing on the ground, beloy tit al gabav, without any of the clay on top of it, that is a division which undoes its element of being an oven. And then that's all going to be pure. Now, chilke l'shnayim, let's say you divide it into two parts, ech gadol v'ech katan, so one is the larger part, one is the smaller part, then hagadol tamei, then the large one is going to be tamei, because it's the majority of the vessel, and v'akatan tar, but the smaller one's going to be tar. Now, chilke l'shnayim b'shavev, let's say one divided equally into two parts. Kol echemem tamei, then every one of them is going to be tamei. L'fishi yev shalachav, because you cannot be precise. And one of them is the larger one, you don't know which one it is. Now, I will contrast, I will tavla shalcheres, but regarding an earthenware tablet, sheyesh l'dayfim, which has a wall, shenechel kol l'shnayim, which was split into two, there tahir, it's actually going to be tar, as some explain, because the tavla shenechlika, its tumah is only rabbinic, because it does not have a rim on all sides. And since you cannot be precise, so there's a doubt for every part, maybe it's the large one, but a safek tumah d'rabbanan is going to be tar. Now, v'mhoyecha god, v'lecha kod, if one was larger, one was smaller, then that god tumah, the larger one is going to be tamay. Halacha gimel. Tanur shechilkir l'shleisha. So if there's an oven that was divided into three parts, but v'echad god l'kishnayim, but one of the three parts is as big as the other two parts, then our gadol tamei. Then the larger one is going to be tamei, because which is specifically if it's as big as the other two. But if let's say the other two together are bigger, then even the big one is going to be tar. And vashnayim makatam tar, and the two small ones are going to be tar. Now this was all talking about cutting in its length. Now chatochei chulias, let's say you cut it into layers. L'rochboy, chulias is like a coil, so it's like let's say layers on its. You're cutting it on its width. So essentially, you have many small ovens, one on top of the other. So if the height of every single layer was pachas marba tfachim, was less than four handbreadths, then tar, it's going to be tar, as we explained in Halacha Aleph, where the remnants of a large oven is tar, if it's less than four tfachim. Now, let's say, however, you go and you put back the order of these layers, these coils, one on top of the other. And you go and you cover it with a layer of plaster. And now you make it back into an oven as originally was. It's like making a different oven. And it's only going to contract tuma from here on. But whatever it had up until now was tar from. Moreover, vahu, and that is sheyisakenu, as long as you heat it up, because they left us by sugan that you could bake donuts in it, after that you plastered, then it's going to be mekabel tuma mekanal ba from here on. Now, let's say hirchuk mimenas atfelo. Let's say you distance from it the plaster, meaning you didn't actually plaster the walls of the oven itself. Rather, you made like a form of an oven surrounding these cut pieces of the oven. And there's the ear space that separates between the new oven and the plaster. And v'nasin choyl, and you put sand or tzroiris or pebbles, bein achulyus, between the layers. And bein atfila, between this plaster that you're putting on the outside. Then in mekabel tuma la'olam. Then it's actually never going to receive tuma ever, because the chulyas were not connected with plaster, and even on the outside they're not connected because there's a gap. But zeh shomer, it's regarding such an oven that they said hanida about tahira, a menstruating woman who she's tummy, and a tahar woman, a pure woman, oifes boy, they can both bake in it. Food tarts can remain tahar because it's not going to mekabel tuma. Now hoisa by chulya achas sheish bar b'tfachim. But if let's say one of the layers was for tfachim, then he mistama b'maga, it will become tummy with being touched by a source of tuma, but lo mistama ba'ava, interestingly, will not become tuma from its ear space. But as shar chulyas tahar, the other chulyas will be tahar because they don't have the measurement and they're not considered connected to the other parts, including the one that's for tefachim. Halacha dalt, tanur sheba mechutach. If the oven came that it was cut along its length, mebeisa uman, from the manufacturer. Now it's made with supports, which gathers them to be as one. And they put it on those supports. And it was tar. And then benitma became tame, meaning since the manufacturer originally made it so that it should be connected with these supports, so it's makabot tame even though it wasn't plastered. But in contrast, an oven that was made from one piece, and then the homeowner went and cut it in along the length, then it would not be mekabel tuma until it's plastered all its pieces together, like we said in Halacha Gimel. But here, this is how it's made from the manufacturer, so it could be mekabel tuma. But when you remove the supports, then yitter. The removing of the supports is like essentially undoing the oven because it's not really plastered. That would make it tar. And moreover, even if you put it back together again, it's going to remain tar because these supports only are effective to make it into an intact oven the first time around when it comes from the manufacturer. But after it was removed, which is essentially like doing nitutz, destroying the taner, then it's like an oven which was divided by a homeowner, which is said in Halacha Gimel, is not going to be tamei anymore. Now, mircha betid, but if you coat it with clay, then mekabel tuma laba, and then we'll receive tuma from here and on. But in this case, it does not have to be, in contrast to what we said before, to be heated up to bake donuts inside of it, because shekvar husak, it was already heated up. So it's not similar to the case of when the homeowner went and cut up and he went and plastered it, where we said in Halacha Gimel you would have to heat it up. The reason, because here it was already heated up by the craftsman when it was made in pieces, and therefore nothing really changed intrinsically in the pieces. So it would not require hasaka. Halacha hei, tanur shechatoch echulius, regarding an oven that was cut into these chulyas, into these layers. V'nosn chol bin chul l'chulyan, you put sand between each one of these layers. V'toch betit al kol mebuchot, and then it was smeared with plaster all around from the outside. Is it mekabel tuma? So then it's mekabel tuma, because then it's considered as an oven. Halacha vav, yodas harviyim, regarding the pot of the Arabs, which is, what is this oven pot? Shu chifa ba'aretz v'toch betit, they would dig into the ground and they would plaster it with clay. So it depends. If the clay could stand on its own, nothing to do with the earth around it, it's considered like a receptacle. But if not, because it doesn't stand on its own, and the earth itself is not mekabel tuma. The Rambam continues regarding an oven that was made from broken pieces. Maybe shivri cheres. If someone brings broken earthenware shards, then they attach them to each other. Vasantana makes it like into an oven. Vasli tefila mibachutz. And then you make it, you plaster it from the inside and the outside, and then it's heated up. Oh, here's mekabel tuma. It's mekabel tuma. Even though each one of these shards don't have a measurement, which in Halacha Gimel we learned about, that if it's cut into many different parts and this Mekabel Tumah, so what's the Rambam adding over here? Here the Rambam's telling us that even if he takes the earthenware shards, which were never connected in the first place, there was once and it was broken, you put it back. Here it's still going to be considered as oven. You don't need each one to have a shir because it's one new entity. Even though it's from broken pieces, it was never one whole thing, it's going to make it into a tanur. Halacha ches, pitas, which is a large earthenware barrel. Shekirzaloi, which essentially means like it's broken. In other words, you cut off the bottom and the top of the barrel because the barrel as it is not fit for baking unless you break off the bottom and the top. And the mesotaner, now essentially it's like earthenware and so that's what the ovens were made out of. So it's like an oven. You have space on the bottom where to put the fire and you have it on the top where you could put the pots. V'oslei tefela mebuchot, and you make a coating for it on the outside. S'ava b'shem mekabel al dof noisav kashir, even though it could receive in it on its walls. Like the measurement, which we'll see later on, Perek Yuches Halach Yud Gimel, for it to be considered as a receptacle, a reason tar, it's going to be tar. Why? Shekel cheresh she'tar, because an earthenware vessel that was purified, meaning if it was fit to be mekabel tuma, then it was broken, it was made not susceptible, in lo tuma lo'ilam. It's not going to have a tuma forever, which is the case over here, where you demolished it from being the barrel. It's not going to become elim ken asu taner unless you make it into an oven vos like tefila mibayis mechutz, and you make for it a coating in the inside and the outside. Only then it's going to become an oven. But here, since there was a moment where it was purified from its tumah, it's not going to be now makabel tumah until you make it into a full-fledged oven where it's coated from the in and from the outside. Halacha tes, taner shel sadokin, regarding an oven that was made from broken pieces of earthenware, which are connected one to the other. Now, there's still cracks between the pieces. That there was a coating of the clay that was made in each of one of those pieces, but the place of the cracks are still uncovered. There was not plastered. So in Mekabotum, it's not Mekabotum because the parts of the oven are not attached. Now, but nosin tit oisid, but let's say you put clay or lime or gypsum or algabi sadokan on the cracks, then it is going to become tummy because it is considered that it's covered over. Now, Noslem Charsis, if let's say they put on it broken pieces, like crushed earthenware, which was kneaded with water, a zephis or tar, or begufris and sulfur, or shava, and wax, or shmodim and sediments, and butzik and dough, a glolim, or animal dung. So that's tar. That's not going to make it mekabel tuma. Why? Is that called? This is the rule. Dovishen, oisim, minatana, anything that you cannot make an oven out of it, which are these items, in Mechavah Sadakin cannot be used either to connect the cracks, and therefore it's not going to make it Mechavah Tum. Halacha Yud, Sedek, a crack of a Taner, Shenesoni Klabezabas, which was put to the corner, meaning you put the oven in the corner of the house, which is touching two walls, that's what a corner is, in a way that the crack is thereby between the wall and the oven. Umerech Betit Minat Staden, and it was covered over with clay from the sides. Still tar, it's going to be tar. So although the miruach is supporting and strengthening the oven, that doesn't come on undone, it still will not make it into a valid oven. Halacha Yud Aleph, related, daf shel tana, regarding a board of an oven, shen the son of Azabas, which was put into the corner, leis over by to bake on that open space, tar, it's going to be tar. But v'myesh by rebetam, but if it's the majority of the space of the oven, then mekabel tuma, it is mekabel tuma. Halacha Yud Beis, Taner Shenosen by Ofer at Chetzeif. There's an oven where earth was put up from the bottom all the way till halfway up into the oven. So it depends. In Nitma Ma'avir Bilvad, if the oven became tummy only from its ear space, but let's say there was a dead sheretz in its ear space, but it didn't touch the oven. So in Mestame Elam Ofer Lamala. So the area only from above the earth and that upper half is going to become tummy. But if Nitma B'Maga, but if let's say the oven became tummy from being touched with the source of tummy, and benagur tuma by mentecha, and then this tuma touch from inside of it, then that makulai, then the whole thing is going to become tame, afma afa lamata, even from beneath the earth. And the reason for that is the chum will geyser on the maga and not on the avir, as we find later on the Rambam, many places where we did that. And therefore, here, since it's rabbinic, we said that for maga, we're going to say the area beneath the earth is going to be makabel tuma. Halacha Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding purifying now of a kira and a kupach. Hakira, what is the kira? It's mokum shvisa shteketeris. It's a place of a, it's like a range that has where you can put two pots. There's two holes in it to put two pots. Whereas Vakoifach is Makom Shvisa Keter Achas, is a place where you could put only one pot. Now, therefore, the following ramification. Kiram, which again has place for two pots, it depends. Shenechel Kolo Arko, if it gets split along its length, so it's going along this length, so the two places of the pots are being cut through. So now you have no place to put any pots, so tar, it's going to be tar. But the Rachba, if it gets split along its width, so you still have the two places of the pots intact, they're just not connected to each other, so that makabel is tumma. So each one's still going to be tumma. Whereas a kaifik shenachlak, where it only has a space for one pot, if it gets split, bein la'arka, bein la'rachba, whether along its length or its width, tar, it's going to be tar, because it only had place for one, and whichever one, length or width, is being cut through that one place. Halacha yadal. Hakalosus, which is a base of earthenware, where they would put the kira on top of that base. So shel bali batim, this base of a regular homeowner, shenifchaso karki, so if the bottom of it became broken through, so the depth of that hole was pachas mashlash tvachim, less than 3 handbreadth, so then it's still going to be mekabel tuma. Why? Shem yasik bepchas milamata, because even if you're going to heat up the oven in that hole in the bottom, tisbash lagadir milamala, the pot will still cook on the top because it's not so far away. But if let's say the hole was 3 tvachim or more deep, then in the mekabel tuma, there's not mekabel tuma anymore. The reason for that is shadeya eish, because the fire which is in the bottom of that hole is rechikim and negdeir, is very far from the pot. Vein b'shed, it's not going to cook it anymore. Now nosen even oitzror al pi apchas. If let's say you put a stone or a pebble on top of that hole, and now you could heat up on the stone, and then the fire is going to reach to the pot. Still, adayni b'tarasa, still going to be pure because the stone and the pebble are not ultimately the floor of the kira. But if mecher betit, but if let's say it's plastered with clay, then nasas even karka hakira, then the stone becomes the bottom of the stove, umekabelis, and now the kira will be mekabel tumma mekamabo, it will receive tumma from here on.